You know, Wendell, I have to ask you about your time with the Leafs, because so many people became fans of the Toronto Maple Leafs in the years that you were with the team. Doug Gilmore, Felix Potvin. Do you keep in touch with any of those players?
Really, we keep in touch mostly by doing the different events that we are all associated with Toronto. There's so many events that the alumni do that's where we cross paths and come together again. And so it's great fun. And like you say, we're great friends while you played, and then you all go off and raise your kids and live in different parts of the country. But once you're back together again, it's like you were never away from each other. That's how close the players get when they're on teammates.
Let's talk about one of the things you've done since your playing days, your career was over as far as hockey goes, and that is Wendell Clark's Classic Grill and Sports Lounge. What's the one thing when you cook at home, Wendell, what is your specialty if you were cooking at home?
If you're coming over, it's cornflakes. If you're coming over, that's all you're getting. No, it's a typical guy thing. It would be barbecue related. So anything to do with the barbecue, that's the only probably place that I get close to being comfortable in the kitchen.
And do you have a favorite food? What is your favorite thing to eat on a menu when you go out for a meal?
Actually, no, I would always say steak would be number one. But now I have more and more fish. I eat now than I have ever before, but that's probably because I'm old and I'm trying to keep the weight off now.
Aren't we all? Yeah, a lot of us are in that boat for sure. With Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada this weekend, what kinds of things will we see over the course of the weekend, Wendell?
Well, you're going to see a lot of the interactions with Scotiabank and the alumni and everybody interacting at schools or hockey clinics, or watching Ron and Don on TV and the many different interviews that Ron's going to be hosting, and really getting the history of the area that you're in. And then there's other spots that you'll see that's going on, I think, throughout the different parts of the country as well. So you really, it's about hosting the game and the togetherness and stuff like that. So it's a real history lesson for the year. It's a fun day to be sitting in front of the TV and just catching everything that's going on with hockey in Canada.
So at this stage in your life, when you sit down, do you watch TV? Like, when you watch hockey, do you enjoy it as a fan, or are you caught up in the technicalities of the game?
No, never caught up in the technicalities too much, but I don't really watch it as like a super fan yet. But definitely watch it as a fan, especially if Toronto's playing or any of the games. And there's so many games on TV every night now that you're flipping and you're catching pieces of every game. You're not necessarily, if I was the super fan, you'd be watching one game, but really you're catching pieces of lots of games all the time. And you're kind of watch it from a player's eyes versus a fan's eyes.
Will you have a chance to put the skates on this weekend, Wendell?
Yeah, no, we're doing some hockey clinics from here a couple times in a few days. And then we also have a kind of an alumni game going on here in Corner Brook. So I definitely will be trying to score some goals, but there will be no back-checking in the game I'm playing.
Fair enough.
Okay, so as a person who's had a successful hockey career, you've opened all of these restaurants, you've put out books. Are you ever going to kick back and just retire, or are you just going to always be doing something?
I played in the wrong era. They got to keep me working.